Imagine waking up tomorrow with complete immunity to life's chaos. Traffic jams don't frustrate you, a promotion denial doesn't crush you. Even serious setbacks like illness or financial trouble don't derail your inner peace. This isn't fantasy, it's the promise of Stoicism, an ancient philosophy experiencing a remarkable modern revival. From Silicon Valley executives to NFL coaches, from military leaders to celebrities like Tim Ferriss and Kristen Bell, people are rediscovering this 2,300-year-old approach to human flourishing. Unlike other self-help approaches that merely help you feel better temporarily, Stoicism aims to help you actually be better, a profound distinction that makes this philosophy uniquely transformative. We often stake our happiness on outcomes beyond our control, promotions, relationships, social approval, and feel crushed when these don't materialize. At his 25-year reunion, Mike looks at his failed marriage and stagnant career, comparing himself to seemingly successful classmates. Staring in the mirror, he blames his circumstances, not realizing his peers likely harbor their own insecurities beneath polished exteriors. What if we trained ourselves to desire only what's within our control? Stoicism's core insight is that character development is our sole domain of true control. We determine our responses to setbacks and our effort toward opportunities. External achievements provide fleeting satisfaction. New possessions become mundane, and success breeds fresh anxieties. A promotion brings stress, a new house demands maintenance, and wealth often creates more concerns than contentment. Character ultimately determines how we use our advantages. Those with poor character squander them, while those with good character make the most of whatever they have. Stoicism offers three interconnected disciplines that build upon each other to create a complete approach to life. The discipline of desire teaches us to align our wants with reality, distinguishing between productive and unproductive desires. When we feel anxious about outcomes we can't control, like Alice worrying about her performance review despite doing excellent work, we're misplacing our desires. Instead of desiring the promotion, which depends on factors beyond our control, we should desire to put forward our best effort. The discipline of action guides our behavior in the social sphere, emphasizing justice, kindness, and civic duty. Epictetus teaches that we should always have two objectives: completing our intended task and maintaining inner calm. While we may not always succeed at the first, since it's not entirely under our control, we can always succeed at the second if we prepare mentally. The discipline of assent develops our ability to evaluate impressions critically, preventing hasty judgments and emotional reactions. This advanced practice helps internalize Stoic principles through careful attention to our automatic thoughts. When encountering something that seems very desirable or undesirable, we pause to say, "This is just my first impression. It may not as it appears." The Stoics developed powerful techniques for building resilience, including premeditatio malorum, premeditation of adversity. This practice involves mentally rehearsing potential difficulties to reduce their emotional impact when they occur. Modern psychology confirms this works. It's similar to exposure therapy, where gradual exposure to feared situations reduces anxiety. When negative emotions narrow our focus, the view from above meditation helps broaden perspective. Marcus Aurelius frequently used this technique while facing wars, plagues, and rebellions. By contemplating the vastness of time, expanding awareness through spatial dimensions, or comparing your problems to greater historical hardships, you interrupt the narrowing effect of passions like anxiety and anger. The words we use to describe our experiences significantly impact our emotions. The Stoics advise reserving good only for virtue and bad only for vice. Everything else should be considered preferred indifferences, like health or wealth, or dispreferred indifferences, like illness or poverty. This perspective helps maintain emotional equilibrium since external circumstances are outside our control, while virtue remains within it. Anger presents perhaps the greatest challenge to Stoic practice. Seneca describes it as temporary madness that progresses through three phases: an involuntary response, a cognitive recognition phase, and finally, full surrender to rage. The critical moment for intervention is during the second phase, before we lose rational control. Seneca advises countering anger by concealing its symptoms and deliberately adopting opposite behaviors, maintaining a composed countenance, speaking more mildly, and walking more slowly. This approach recognizes that our outward behavior can influence our internal emotional state, allowing us to regain control before anger masters us. When dealing with frustrating people, Marcus Aurelius offers practical wisdom. Remember, we're made for cooperation. Consider others' guiding principles. Recognize wrongdoing comes from ignorance. Acknowledge our own fallibility. Remember life's brevity. Understand our opinions cause distress, not others' actions, and correct others gently without irony. When life becomes overwhelming, we need not seek physical retreats. We can withdraw into our own minds, the ultimate sanctuary available at all times. Marcus Aurelius teaches that this inner citadel offers immediate respite from life's troubles, provided we arm ourselves with ready strategies for whatever disturbs our peace. For dealing with others' bad behavior, remember we exist to help each other, and people do wrong out of ignorance, not malice. When someone cuts you off in traffic or a colleague speaks harshly, consider that they may be struggling with unseen battles. Just as a child who hasn't learned better might break something valuable, people often act poorly because they lack understanding. Anxiety fixates our minds on negative possibilities while blinding us to the present moment's relative safety. Seneca offers a three-step approach. First, ground yourself in the present using mindfulness techniques. Second, clearly articulate your worry and examine it critically. Finally, ask whether your current worrying serves any purpose. If it suggests practical actions, develop a plan. If not, deliberately set the worry aside. The journey to Stoic wisdom begins with selecting practices that address your specific challenges. Choose one set time exercise for consistency and one occasional practice for daily life application. Alice, who struggles with work anxiety, might choose acting the opposite to her anxiety as her occasional exercise and imaginative premeditation for her set time practice. While practice remains essential, theory provides the foundation that prevents Stoicism from becoming merely a collection of techniques. Stoicism is a comprehensive philosophy of life that provides guidance on how to choose one's purposes and values. The growing literature on Stoicism, from new translations of ancient texts to modern applications, demonstrates its resurgence as a viable philosophical approach. Stoic practice thrives in community. Online forums, local meetup groups, and annual conferences provide ongoing support for a lifetime of Stoic practice and flourishing. By consistently applying these principles, we can achieve serenity regardless of circumstances, as we focus only on what's truly good, our judgments, rather than externals we cannot control. Remember, true freedom doesn't come from controlling the world around you, an impossible task, but from mastering your responses to whatever life brings. In a world of constant change and uncertainty, this inner freedom is the only reliable path to lasting peace and genuine happiness.